بسم الله القدس الله الواحد امين. الايات بتاعت النهارده احبائي the readings of today actually are concentrating on a very important point. To follow God and rely on Him. يعني الإنجيل بتاع النهاردة طبعا احنا عارفين حكاية الشاب الغني ده كلنا عارفينها, وان ربنا قال له لو عايز تدخل الملكوت بيع اللي عندك وتعالى امشي ورايا, فما قدرش يعمل الحكاية دي. انما بعد ما قال لهم عن خطورة المال, the dangers of relying of money, after he explained to them about that, Peter said to him, now we have left everything and we followed you. We have left all and followed you. ها قد تركنا كل شيء وتبعناك. طب احنا هيكون لنا ايه؟ What shall we have? المسيح قال له كلمة جميلة, قال له assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration when the Son of Man sits on the throne of His glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones. فقال له يعني الحقيقة أقول لك أنتوا اللي مشيت ورايا تبعتوني في التجديد, لما يجي ابن الإنسان على الكرسي مجده ويجلس على الكرسي أو على كرسي مجده, أنتوا كمان هتقعدوا على 12 كرسي لتدينوا أصباط إسرائيل الاثني عشر. طبعا معظمنا علشان خاطر اشغالكم وظروفكم ما جيتوش بدري, ما حضرتوش نبوة جميلة جدا 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 بتتقال النهاردة, مش مكتوبة في كل الكتب, لكنها نبوة مهمة جدا وترتبط بالنبوة دي. انا مش عارف ليه شالوها من الكتب الجديدة, يعني هي من سفر يشوع والجمال فيها بقى ان يشوع قاد الشعب عند اول بلد هيبتدي يورثوها عشان يبتدوا ينفذ معاهم ربنا وعده انهم ياخدوا ارض المعاد. يشوع in the prophecy of today, unfortunately they removed it from the new books, but fortunately I found it in our book here. It's from the book of Joshua about the first time that the Lord led the children of Israel out of the wilderness of Sinai to Jericho, the first city of the promised land that the Lord promised them to inherit. What happened? Joshua sent two people to guess the land, Rahab, the adulteress, يعني received them and she hid them in her house, adulteress I mean, she hid them in their house and she believed that the Lord will give them, the children of Israel, her city. So they made a covenant together to save her because she hid them from the people of the Jericho who wanted to kill her there. To make it short, after that, Joshua led the people of Israel, the children of Israel, and the first thing that the tabernacle, the Ark of Covenant was led by the Leviticus, by the tribe of Levi, and then all the children of Israel were followed him. And then 12 people selected from the 12 tribes of Israel put their feet at the bottom of the Jordan River. And then the Jordan River, exactly like what happened in the Red Sea, was open to them. And then they passed, crossed with the Ark of Covenant first, and then they went to the other side of the Jordan River. In this day, or after that, three things happened. Number one, the Lord asked Joshua to circumcise all the men, because the men for 40 years were not circumcised. And all the generation who crossed the Red Sea did not cross the Jordan River except Joshua and Caleb, those who encouraged Moses to go to the land. So the Lord asked Joshua to circumcise all the people. Number two, he asked him to renew the Passover, and they offered sacrifices. And number three, they approached Jericho. They rounded around it. They walked around the huge walls of Jericho 6 times, one time every day. And at the 7th day, they walked around it 7 times. And then the priests warned with the thorns, and all the people of Israel cried out in a very loud voice. And then all the words of oracle distracted, nizelit, weared. And the people of Israel crossed, and they inherited this city as the first city to open in their way to the promised land. At that day, the manna from heaven stopped, and they started to eat from the plants of the earth. So, circumcision, crossing the Jordan River, offering sacrifice, and then crossing the city of evil, and then depending on the true food of life, bread of life from the earth. That's why the Lord here, or the church here in Matthew 19, gave us the story of the rich man who was depending on his money. But the Lord wanted him to depend on the Lord himself. When children of Israel obeyed literally the orders of the Lord given to Joshua, they won. And they started their first step to the promised land in a very smooth way, without losing any man. ما كانش في حرب. كانش في حرب. ده هم لفوا 6 مرات كل يوم لمدة 6 أيام، واليوم السابع كمان 7 مرات وعدوا. معنى كده ايه؟ معنى كده ان الحرب للرب، بس امشي وراه. احنا محتاجين الدرس ده، مهم جدا يا احبائي. نمشي ورا ربنا، ما نخافش من اي حاجة، وما نتكلش على حكمتنا، ولكن نتكل على ايد ربنا. اخر حاجة اقولها، ان ربنا قال لهم وانتم معديين نهر الاردن خدوا 12 حجر 12 stones، حطوهم في حتة اسمها الجلجال. حطهم كده 12 حتة 12 حجر، قال عشان لما يجي أولادكم وأولاد أولادكم وأولاد أولاد أولادكم يقولوا إيه دول، تقول لهم إحنا عدينا نهر الأردن. عبور البحر الأحمر يشير للمعمودية، ولكن عبور نهر الأردن يشير إلى أرض المعاد، يشير إلى الغلبة، يشير إلى النصرة على الخطية واقتحام عالم الشر علشان نكسب ملكوت السماوات. وربنا حول أريحة وأورشليم وكل البلاد دي علشان تبقى رمز الأورشليم السماوية، الأمجاد السماوية اللي احنا هنورثها لما يجي المسيح في المجيء الثاني. ربنا يدينا نصيب في هذه الأمجاد، لربنا المجد الدائم للأبد. أمين.